Number 5.
The lawsuit on Senator Michelle Fischbach's additional role as Minnesota Lieutenant Governor has been dismissed.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah, for now. From the Pioneer Press, Michelle Fischbach may remain Minnesota Lieutenant Governor and a state senator, for now at least. A judge dismissed a lawsuit against Fischbach, a Republican from Painesville, on Monday, saying it was filed too soon. Too soon. Ramsey County Chief Judge John Guthman.
She got it too soon.
She got too soon.
Too soon, lady.
She's the too soon meme. Ramsey County Chief Judge John Guthman wrote that the suit by Destiny Dasowski, who lives in Fischbach's district, lacks ripeness, adding that her
that
claim
is still green.
Guys got to ripen. Adding that her claim is premature and based on speculation.
Your avocado is too hard.
He just let us sit on the counter for a couple of days. He said that Dasowski, a Sauk Rapids resident, failed to demonstrate that she was injured in a way that is any different than all residents of Senate District 13. Also, Guthman mentioned a number of unknowns so far that dispute that tip control of the GOP-led state Senate. Guthman wrote that it is not known if Fischbach will retake her Senate seat, although she has said publicly that she will, or if she will vote. The judge added that it is not known if fellow senators will allow her to even remain in the Senate. Mm-hmm. However, Republicans who control the Senate have backed Fischbach's attempt to hold both jobs.
Right.
Also,
but none of that has actually happened yet.
Yeah, right. So also Guthman said that the court has no jurisdiction to decide if Fischbach is eligible to remain in the Senate. He said the state constitution does not specifically allow judges to remove a lawmaker from office, but it does allow for constituents through a recall election and the legislature with a two-thirds vote to remove a lawmaker.
Now, if you were listening to Justice and Drew, if you were listening to the show last week, we had on lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien to talk about this case. And Jeff, it appears that that Guthman ruled much like you predicted he would. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, he did. He if you read this, about a 28-page opinion, and starting about page 22, he starts quoting the legislature v. Dayton case, which is the case that he originally had in the district court level, and spanked the governor, found that using the line of veto was unconstitutional, and went up to the Supreme Court. And they, in an attempt to avoid having being involved with politics, kicked out their decision and said that there was other meat. They punted on it. And so he starts quoting from that case after he goes through the Sam mentioned that, there was talk about lack of standing and the legislature hasn't convened yet. After he gets through all of that, he quotes that case and says this is the most recent case on this and we're supposed to stay out of it. So judges don't like being overturned. This is what they do. They listen to cases and they write opinions, and they especially don't like being overturned because of a court playing politics. So I was not surprised to see him use that decision. And the brilliant thing about it is, any appeal is going to be taken directly to the state Supreme Court, and they're going to be presented with either affirming his opinion yesterday, or contradicting themselves on a matter that they just heard a few months ago.
Right.
So where does it? So what do you think? You did a good job predicting step one. Where do you think it goes now? What do you think happens?
Well, his opinion, if you read it, is really clear. He says that it is up to the Senate to determine the eligibility of its members, or if the constituents have a grievance against Michelle Fischbach serving in both roles, they can try to bring a recall petition. Of course, that's not going to happen because Michelle Fischbach's constituents really like her, and they have liked her for 20 years.
Right.
So what he's basically saying is keep the courts out of this. We're not providing a solution to this.
And that's very appropriate in this instance. I mean, he's right. And the only two sort of constitutional mechanisms to remove an elected official from the legislature is a recall election or a two-thirds vote.
Right. That's exactly right. And this whole issue of disenfranchisement, like we said, we talked about last week, the lieutenant governor does absolutely nothing. There's no reason that someone couldn't serve as in the state Senate. And in the event that the lieutenant governor is ever needed, which is never, then she can perform those duties.
Right. So yeah. We can cross the bridge of if for some reason, you know, God forbid, Governor Dayton becomes incapacitated and unable to fulfill the role of governor, and Michelle Fischbach as lieutenant governor has to ascend to that seat, we can cross that bridge when we get to it, right? There's no reason absolutely. To presume that that will happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, again, this, you're talking about a what really is a temporary appointment, because the governor's term, if the governor is not running again, his term is up in January. We're talking about less than a year of her serving in this dual role, and she was just elected as a state senator in November 2016. So she's through there through 2020 as state senator. So it really is ridiculous and reaching on the DFL's part to say that she's going to get bounced out of the state senate over this.
Is I didn't read the entirety of the opinion. Did the plaintiff, this Destiny Dusosky, did she in her argument demonstrate how exactly she is being disenfranchised, or did she just say I'm being disenfranchised?
Exactly, she just said she was being disenfranchised. The opinion brings that up, that there's really no evidence of how can you say you are disenfranchised at this point. The legislature, she hasn't even taken the seat for the next session, so there's no evidence of any disenfranchisement. She just states, you know, because, and that was the reason for the lawsuit, which is why it gets dismissed, right? There's no cause of action, so that's how it works. When there's no relief that can be granted, when there's no valid claim, a court grants a motion to dismiss.
Can a motion to dismiss be appealed?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, again, because of, if I recall from the legislature Dayton case, it went directly to the state Supreme Court. So my guess is the Supremes will hear this one directly and will bypass the Court of Appeals and go, because there's constitutional issues involved, and go right to the state Supreme Court. So yes, they can absolutely appeal it. But like I said, Judge Guffman did a really good job of boxing in the court to contradict its own opinion.
Well, you have proven as to the reason why we call you lawyer extraordinaire. Once again, Jeff O'Brien, thanks for the time this morning, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. Bye.